Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11/19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Lori Harvey is out here keeping it lit, and we'll show you how.
And why are Chloe and Lamar reunited? Tristan isn't gonna like that.
Plus, our guy Andrew Freund sits down with Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz to dish about their new film, Back in Action. Guys, the tea is bubbling over, so
let's get this started!
In here? Well, skinny people are out here wanting smoke with Oprah, y'all. So after getting snatched off of GLP-1 medication, the queen revealed she had an aha moment on the Oprah podcast and being thin. Listen to this.
All these years, I thought that thin people, those people, were just, had more willpower, they ate better foods, they were able to stick to it longer, they never had a potato chip. And then I realized the very first time I took the GLP-1, then, oh, they're not even thinking
That's
about
right.
it.
That's right.
They're only eating when they're hungry
That's
and
right.
they're stopping when they're full.
That's right.
Well, baby, now all the thin people are throwing bones saying Oprah is wrong. And many members of the skinny population said they constantly think about food all the time. They just don't eat it. And then others suggested that this is all a lie.
A lie on whose part, the Oprah or the people? Because if you're taking the GLP-1, honey, you don't have an appetite.
Yeah, it suppresses it.
So, you know, so of course, honey, but Miss Oprah wrong for that, honey.
Let me tell you something. I've done a lot of research on, and that's skinny girls. you know what skinny girls are a lot of the time? Hangry. And they are frustrated and they are hungry. I know that, because they won't eat any of your food, but then around 11 o'clock, they want you to go get them some fries just because they're hungry.
And they just need to put one little thing in their mouth.
They just need a little something, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but I know it was an actress that said skinny people were evil, so.
I mean, that's true.
Oh,
yeah.
Probably goes back to the hangry thing you said.
They're hangry.
People just want to mess with Oprah for anything.
Exactly.
She can't say nothing. Anything she say, they're going to have something to say about it.
Oh, Oprah giving them skinny hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, now she got a little more
energy. They're not
going to
do that much damage, though. You know, there's not a lot of weight.
Just throw some shoulder into it.
Leave her alone.
Well, honey, Miss Lori Harvey sure knows, honey, how to keep the boys and the coins coming.
Okay.
Because Miss Harvey, honey, has everyone shocked online, baby, by announcing Playboy magazine is making a comeback in a major way. Now, this girl posted this sexy video with the caption, Playboy magazine returns to print with Lori Harvey on the cover. Pre-order today.
Tanner Headcrack, are you ordering? I mean,
Right after we get done filming.
I mean, I'm sure you didn't pull your phone. I'm surprised you didn't pull your phone out already.
My goodness.
You, Tanner, you all right?
Yeah. No, I'll be okay, Brad. I'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that a good look, though, honey, for her to do that?
She's grown. She can do whatever she wants to do.
Is it a good look? Yes. It's a very good look.
Yeah, we all can do it. Grown, we can do what we want. That don't mean you can do it because you can. You have a famous father. And you have sisters
She's not being disrespectful. She's nothing here is disrespectful.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't on the set of Family Feud.
We just see that part.
I'm sure
we see Lori Harvey in a bodysuit. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm sure she got her dad's approval. She loves and respects him, I'm sure.
What they don't tell you is in every photo behind her. Like,
yeah.
What a disapproving look, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Well, speaking of keeping things hot and sexy, Plies got plenty money. But not plenty love. Now, Valentine's Day is approaching, and people are starting to feel lonely, including Prize, because he's out there looking for a shawty. Now, he posted on social media, I need a Valentine.
Now, some fans were like, we feel you, and even offered to meet him at the Ritz-Carlton for some fun. Mm. But others told this man, he about to be 50 years old. Just go hang it up so you can go to sleep.
So hold up, what's being 50, what's being close to 50 being got to do with you not getting a Valentine's
not
Day?
Not a damn thing, because those people that posted that, they're going to be 50 one day, and they're going to wish somebody loved on them.
Yeah.
Well, I used to work with a little lady that was liking plies, so I don't know. I mean, maybe.
You're a terrible friend.
Recollect.
Just a terrible friend.
When's the last time you talked to your friend?
Ooh, honey, it's been a while. Who? I didn't talk to my little
Wait,
friend.
Who is this?
They said they dated him, kind of.
I know that's why. I just wanted to keep it that way. Yeah, okay. they dated Clive.
You know, it's interesting how people always throw their wants and wishes out around Valentine's time and not, like, before. Because wouldn't you rather be booed up for around Christmas time so you can keep warm, have presents?
Yeah, cuffing season. You have to enter cuffing season strong to have a Valentine's date.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You started cuffing season.
You started cuffing season when it starts to get cold. Then you're set up for Valentine's.
Oh. Okay.
Run the play.
Wow, I learned something new every day from the both of you guys. Speaking of love, Kiara shared Kelly sure does love her husband, Jordan. The gospel singer posted a beautiful family picture in front of the Magic Kingdom at Disney World with the caption, hashtag my family, the joys of being a wife and mother. The whole household has been in my guts. Hooray at Mr. Jordan Kelly. Well, holy rollers everywhere are upset, condemning Kiara for her comments, saying she could have kept this to herself and no gospel artist should speak like this. Now, is it bad that, you know, she's a gospel artist and made this remark? She's human. She can say...
But what they mean? Guts.
She can want...
What do you mean, what do they mean? You don't know what she means?
Your guts, like your guts.
No, up in her guts?
Yeah, I mean, her child has clearly been there because she carried the child.
And her husband's clearly been there because he helped her make the child.
Oh. Well, girl, why she saying that?
Exactly. Exactly.
I think after a long day of being at the park, you get a little delusional. It's a lot of walking around.
Yeah.
You also get hangry, waiting on those lines.
Oh.
Okay, moving on. Former NFL player Bo Allen scored big after hanging out with NFL pal Travis Kelce and his girlfriend Taylor Swift. Check out what happened when Bo complimented Travis on that game day fit.
Oh, you got Travis's jacket.
Yeah, and honestly, I was like, I don't think it's gonna fit me. And Taylor was like, yeah, it'll definitely fit. Put it on. And, he's like, if it fits you, you can have it. I'm never gonna wear it again. And I was like, all right. And I put it on and it fit.
And for those of y'all who don't know fashion, that's a Bottega Veneta shirt, and it only costs $11,900.
What?
This Bottega, boo. Yes.
And Trav probably got that for free and, like, had no problem just for ego, little homie.
For $11,900, and it's a Bottega, honey. Hmm.
I've driven cars that cost less than that.
Yeah. It's okay, Tanner.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
I think I got a pair of Bottega boots at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Too big. You can have them.
Too big?
Yeah.
Would they look good on a man?
Yeah. I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can wear them to Oklahoma, and they'd be like, damn, that's some bad boots, Tanner. Where'd you get them from?
Oh, my God. Okay, guys, after 11 long years, Khloe Kardashian and her Lammy, Lamar Odom, have finally reunited, and it went down in true Kardashian style because the reunion will air on season 6 of The Kardashians, of course. Lamar said he was encouraged to visit Khloe by her bestie, Malika Hawk, and apparently Khloe was on board because they arranged a meeting at her home. Lamar did admit to being caught off guard by the cameras when he arrived, but he seemed to be pleased with how it turned out because when asked if the two were back together, Lamar said, I wouldn't say back together. It would be a blessing to be her friend. Oh. So are y'all surprised Khloe agreed to reunite with Lamar?
No, it ain't even Black History Month. He's so dumb.
Yeah, I don't think it would be called reunited.
Thank you.
They just met to talk about whatever.
No.
For the show.
Khloe needed a damn storyline.
Uh-huh.
Call Lamar. He'll come do it. Uh-huh. And he did it.
Yeah, because he's dependable, because you don't know if Tristan going to show up or not.
Okay, so honey,
you think he bought the robot
he'll
too?
He'll always be there for Khloe. I feel like no matter what, he's going to always love Khloe. He's definitely like really soft when it comes to her.
Yeah, she went to Vegas for him. Like when he was going through all the stuff.
Absolutely.
And, like, she was there for him.
Yeah.
And you can only imagine how he feels about all of that, especially all these years later.
Yeah.
Well, he had another girlfriend.
I'm sure that's the one that got away for him.
Mm-hmm. I hope his new girlfriend don't get upset about it.
The doll?
Oh, God, the doll. I forgot about that.
I was wondering if he bought the doll with him.
The blow-up doll.
Yeah, but he had a new girlfriend, too. She was a But Trump probably sit in her back, but I don't know. Oh.
To where?
Up next, Bruno Mars is teamed up with one of your favorite sexy rappers. Find out who after the break.
Sitting her back? Where's he sitting her back to?
He said there's only two.
Hey, Greg said Transylvania.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Okay, y'all, Bruno Mars is having an amazing week with two songs on the Billboard's top 10, and he's got even more new music on the way. We all know Bruno makes that sexy music, so who better to collab with than Sexy Red herself?
Yeah.
Check out this new music announcement he shared to IG.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, it's sexy.
Hey, Bruno.
What'd you think? How are you feeling about this?
I think it's dope. I'm happy for Sexy Red, and Bruno's very smart.
Yeah, I guess.
He don't miss it all. I mean, and the thing is, like, the intro could be what the intro is, but you know something amazing going to happen as soon as the rest of the beat drops.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear it. I'm sure this video will be different than the one with Lady Gaga.
Oh,
definitely, yeah. To say the least.
This gonna bring his hood swag back.
He does that every now and
then. I love you. You want everything. Come on, Sexy Red.
Now we need Glorilla on the remix.
Okay.
Cuban. Oh, Lord.
Well, moving on, honey. When it comes to the shacking up with Leroy, Cheryl Underwood says, honey, that she's not doing it. And that's because of this. Y'all check it out.
No, I can't shack with no man. I don't want to shack with no man. And especially if you have children. I don't want to show. And you got daughters?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I'm not going to show your daughters how to be. I'm not doing it.
Oh, man.
So now, is Cheryl right, honey? I mean, does a single woman living with a man before marriage encourages young girls to be easy? And I think it probably could, because they say, well, daddy did it with his girlfriend, so why can't I do it with my boyfriend?
Bro, I misinterpreted that whole soundbite in a completely different way, because I thought she was going to get up in the house and be real freaky. And she didn't want the kids to see that.
Right.
So she didn't want to teach them and train them how to be like, you know, like.
She didn't want to teach them the arts.
Jedi thoughts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, you mirror, right? In that like a psychology thing is you tend to mirror whatever you saw as a child, whatever you saw is normal to you, and so you mirror that as an adult in some way?
Well, either that or you do the exact opposite.
Or the opposite, yeah.
Well, I didn't see some of the things I do as a child, and I do.
Yeah, me either. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I grew up in a sanctified church, so that everything I do was not cool back then. So.
But it was good.
I don't know. Is Shell missing out on love by refusing to let Leroy move in or?
No.
Yeah, I think so, because you at the grocery store at 11 o'clock and they close at 11:07.
I mean, we're
about to make some adjustments.
You know? Mm.
They ain't missing out on no love by doing that. I mean, you have him come over, honey, you do a pickup order or whatever, let him come over and go home.
Yeah, but also you try to build a relationship with this person.
People have kids. I mean, we're older in life and a lot of people do have children.
Any man she date, their kids are going to be like 30.
They're going to be grown, right?
Yeah.
Well,
they shouldn't be at home.
At all.
It depends.
And if they're still 30 and at home, something's wrong.
It depends on if she dated a younger man. Mm. You know, older women like younger men because they don't want no man. I mean, no man that doesn't do that.
Yeah. Up next, Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz are back in action with their new movie, and they dished all about it when I got Andrew Freund. Keep it locked.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz for their new Netflix film, Back in Action. Take a look. First of all, how are you feeling? That's my first question.
Feeling good now, man. I'm on the other side of it and it feels good. And the thing about it is that when you do get on the other side of it, I'm going to celebrate it. I tell people all the time, don't mind me if I just start dancing and singing and having a good time. But this is great. And then to see the movie, play like it was in Germany, it was in Berlin, and the thing just, they showed that thing, man, and it popped off, it was great. So that's the good feeling, that's the juice.
There you go. Cameron, I have a very important question for you. In the film, your character says that she felt like that bitch again.
Ah!
And I wanna know.
That's my favorite line, bro.
In real life, what does it take to get you to feel like that bitch?
I mean, if I had 8 hours of sleep,
Maybe I can feel like that bitch again, but honestly.
I think you're always that. I think you always that. I mean, you just, she's locked and loaded.
So are you obviously, what is it like being back together again? Because you've worked together before, but was it like riding a bike? Did it just click once you started?
Yeah, I mean, for me coming back after 10 years, you know, it did feel like that. I just kind of was like, oh yeah, I know how to do this. Ah, that's all weird. I'm doing this again. But with Jamie and I think that, you know, what we kind of relied on and hoped would be seen by, picked up on the camera and seen by the audience is that, you know, we definitely have a friendship and chemistry and partnership that we've brought forward to these parts as parents, you know, and spy, you know,
yeah.
Spies,
thank you.
Teams, you know, Agent Kool-Aid and
Agent Kool-Aid, where have you been? Agent Kool-Aid, where are you?
Jamie, I have to ask you, obviously I know you're grateful for everything and just being here, but was there something on your grateful list after you went through what you went through that surprised you that you're like, I didn't think I would, you know, be so grateful for X or whatever.
Man, you'd be surprised, bro. I do some old man stuff. I'd be sitting outside my house just looking. I used to tease my dad, you know what I'm saying? You just looking. He's like, come on out here and look with me now. I just got that. Oh, this all right. So sometimes it's the simple things, and as you sort of make those checks in those boxes of like, you know, what you're thankful for and everything, like, it's really real. It's not fake. You know, it's sort of beyond the scope. So you just really, sometimes I say this all the time. My daughter sometimes thinks I'm being too thankful. Like, you know, I was drinking some water, and I was like, wow, this is the greatest water I've ever had, I think. It's so wet. She's like, Dad, you ain't gotta be that. I said, I am. Some good wet water, you know. So it you know, people say cliches, like it's the little things. It really is. It's the little things. But the big thing is back in action is banging.
Yes, you're both banging and you're both bitching. So I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
So the View's Sarah Haynes had a somewhat unsettling confession to make. She thinks her dad is hot. So much she said it four times on live television during a Hot Topics discussion. Take a look.
Like, my dad's hot, and I say it all
your
the time.
Your dad is hot.
Oh, my dad's hot.
I got a hot dad, too.
You'd have a hot dad. And my friends my whole life talked about my hot dad, and Brian thinks it's weird. He's like, no, because I'm not blind. I don't want to, I'm not attracted to him. He's just hot. Like, hot I can
dad.
See him.
My friends always wanted to date my dad.
So, is this weird to you guys? Do any of you think you have hot parents?
She's trying to get her dad on The Bachelor.
Yeah, maybe she's trying to get him a date or something.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still married.
It don't matter. But also, it's like, if your friends are like, yo, your mom or your dad is hot, like, if you heard that enough, like, you gotta believe it.
Yeah, there was this one kid, man, we used to give him hell, because his mom was fine.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, nobody was really his friend, but everybody was always trying to stay over the house. You know what I mean?
His mom's?
His mom's could have been a model. Like, I'm sure she might have been in, like, page 43 of Jet Magazine or something, like, back in the day. Like,
yeah.
So have any of y'all kids, friends, ever said y'all were hot?
Yeah, my kids are really young, so that'd be weird.
Well, you know, but...
But people be trying to, like, holler at my dad, you know?
Yeah, people tell me my mom is hot.
Yeah?
Yeah, people love my mama.
Yeah, because the little young girls, they hot, honey, so they'll tell you, your son, oh, your dad's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you never know.
You listen, you little kindergartner. Go back in color.
Recess is almost over. Get inside.
Well, y'all, that's all the time we have for today. So come back next time so you can see us being hot.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.